was it out there today?
It was good. The weather's nice, sunny out in the 50s, so it was a good day. Just like any other week, I got to work hard and focus on our opponent and get ready.
How challenging is this secondary in the Seahawks defense?
It's a very big challenge. They got a lot of great players on defense. They know how to play the game of football super well. They're physically and mentally tough, and they bring it. They can hit hard, they can play hard, they can cover. So we got to be prepared.
Martellus jealous that you got a music video before he did.
the Madden one, you saw that? Yeah, that's it was pretty cool. So Madden did a great job, great concept they did, and I definitely enjoyed shooting that music video and thought it came out super well. So pick me on your Madden team is the main focus of it.
Is that your real singing voice?
Yeah, that is. Wow. It's kind of average. I wish I could sing. I'd be in that career then.
Do you think it's going to take time for you guys to get the offense going just after the bye week?
It's just like any other week. We go out to practice, and we want to work hard. We want the chemistry to be there. We all want to be in sync together. So I would say there's really no difference from a bye week to a normal week. We got to prepare the same every single week to the max.
What's your level of respect for Jimmy Graham, if you've had a chance to watch much of what he does?
I have a super high level of respect for Jimmy Graham, and especially with what happened to him last year and the way he came back and bounced back. I mean, I've been through it a little bit too, just like him, a knee injury, and the way he bounced back, you got to give him a high praise. It's not easy to come back from that, so it's always good to see another fellow tight end be doing super well and coming back from an injury like that.
Did you see a couple of those catches he had?
Yes, not surprised at all. You've been seeing him make those plays all year for the last 5-6 years.
Rob, thinking back to the last time you guys played the Seahawks, it seemed like you were matched up with different guys at various points, right linebacker at times, even I think Sherman maybe in the second half might have been lined up against you.
Oh, yeah. You got to be ready for anything. All their man coverage, they can all cover every single one of their players, and they're not scared. They'll have anyone on anyone at any time and on any point of the field. So got to be prepared, got to be able to be ready versus a corner, versus safety, or versus one of their linebackers. And they're all good, and they can all cover, so got to be ready for any of them.
Rob, I hate to ask because it's almost like a jinx, but you guys have been pretty healthy this year, only three guys in IR so far. Just last year there were a lot of injuries, this year not so many. Is that something you guys have like worked on, or is that just luck of the draw sometimes?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Rob, how important is it to have patience when going against this defense? Because it looks like they try to do a pretty good job of taking away deeper completions. So while you're running your routes, or just as an offense, as a group, how important is it to be patient?
It all depends on the play. I mean, there's sometimes you got to be quick and alert. There's other times you got to be patient, and it varies by every single week, and it varies by every single play. So on the plays that you got to be patient, you got to be mentally tough and be able to have that patience. And on plays you got to be alert and quick, you got to be mentally and physically ready to get up back to the line and go quick. So it all varies on the play, all varies on how we're rolling, and just got to be ready for whatever it is.
Talking about quick, last time you played those guys, Michael Bennett was coming through and couldn't get to Tom at times because that ball was out so fast. Do you see that sometimes, a frustration with opposing rushers, that ball gets out so fast they can't get there?
I would say if I was a rusher and the quarterback would just toss it, I would definitely get frustrated, especially if you're making moves and getting open, I mean, or whatever, getting around the offensive guy. I mean, as a DN, I'd be like, dang. Yeah, hold the ball just another second. So it's good. It's good to see the ball get out.
I guess only given the fact that you haven't seen them since, what bearing does Super Bowl 49 have on this game?
The bearing of Super Bowl 49 has nothing to do with this game. That was a couple years ago, and now it's a whole new season, whole new week. A lot of the same players still on each side of the ball, but still a different team. You can definitely take some of that game and carry it over and learn, see what they do. They still do a lot of stuff the same from the Super Bowl game to this game, but it's all about it's all a new week. It's all about preparing, focusing this week, and coming out on Sunday night.
You mentioned a couple of the guys that you've seen in coverage, or you might see in coverage, but they have two pretty talented linebackers. What makes them unique?
They are definitely a talented group of linebackers, and what makes them unique is they're on the field 24/7. They can play all the downs, and they got really no weaknesses. You just can't really attack them. They can rush the passer, they can cover, they can tackle, so you just got to be prepared and on top of your game at all times when facing them.
In coverage, are they above average? You know, there are times where we'll see linebackers lined up on you and it looks like a mismatch, but is it their speed or their size that makes them effective in that area?
I would say it's their size at linebacker and then their speed too. They got some length too, and they're not scared to be physical. So they're super talented, and I got to bring my A game. You got to bring your A game in order to get open versus them, or else they're just going to cover you and be right on you. So you got to be prepared versus them. They're more, I would say, if not the top linebackers coverage-wise, they're up there. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks,
all right.